Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, pray.
The word of God say, if I be lifted
God. He said that he would draw all men unto him. I'm not talking about some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. If we lift up the name of Jesus, yes, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He has all power in his hand. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask, above all that we think. We want you to know today that this is the day that the Lord is here to deliver and to make you free. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Again, we would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. And today we're getting ready to go through to the throne of grace. And whatever you may be doing, even now, we ask if it's possible that you reverence the Most High God. I understand if you're on the highway and you're driving, we want you to not to endanger yourself, but yet just think on the Lord. Even as we pray, you may be walking through your house. Yes, you have time to stop. You may be walking down the street. Yes, you have time to stop. You may be on the bus. You have time to give God the reverence and to give him the praise. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We praise you today. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory. We honor you, God. We lift your name up, God. We thank you because you're God and God all by yourself. We thank you because, Father, you are the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you, God, for being a mind fixer and a heart regulator. Thank you, God, for being an establisher of faith and of power. We thank you for being the true and the living God. Have your way today. God, move upon these airways. God, touch, God, those who are God that's in our radio audience. God, touch their family members who are God. God, touch those that have infirmities in their bodies. God, those that have been given bad reports, those that the doctor, Father God, has given up on. God, ask the Lord to hold your healing power to be demonstrated and manifested today, God. God, no matter what city, no matter what state, God, they reside in, God, whether they're in the United States, Lord God of America, God, whether they're on foreign soil, I pray even now, God, God, that your healing power, God, will be demonstrated even now, God. God, the weary, God, God, those that are hopeless, God, God, those, God, in the mighty name of Jesus that have given up, Father. God, those on it, God, on the edge of giving up, Father. I pray even now that you would touch them. I pray, God, even now, God, God, that you would have your way in their lives, Lord God. God, that they will be revived. God, that they will be restored, God. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. God, calls this word today, God, to fall on good ground, Lord God. Call this bring about increase, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, increase spiritually, physically and financially, Lord God. And Father, this we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank the Lord today. We're going to be going to the New Testament, and we want you to find the book of Mark. We're going to be preaching out of the book of Mark. Mark, that seventh chapter, and we're going to begin today at that 24th verse. Yes, you got time. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air, and let them know if they need healing, if they need deliverance, if they need salvation, that they can receive it today, if they need to grow in faith. They tell them to tune in to this radio station that they'll be able to hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We're getting ready to go through the God. There in that 24th verse, it reads, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Let's stop right there. We're talking about this Syrophoenician woman. We're talking about a woman that had a daughter, and he had the daughter was a, if the word of God let us know that she was young in age. It was her young daughter, and he had, this young daughter had a unclean spirit. Do you know anyone today that have an unclean spirit that needs to be healed, that needs to be delivered? This woman knew that her daughter had this unclean spirit, and she had heard of Jesus, and she came and fell at his feet. It really touched my heart. It really blessed me when I began to look at the word of God in that 25th chapter, 25th verse of that 7th chapter of Mark, when it says that this Syrophoenician woman, she heard of him. She heard of Jesus. Somebody told her about Jesus. Somebody told her about the power of the Almighty God. Somebody told her that Jesus was a healer and he was a deliverer. Somebody told her that he was able to make her daughter heal, to cast out this evil spirit out of her daughter. So she came to Jesus, and she didn't just come. You know, she didn't just come. She didn't come and say, Jesus, heal my daughter. She came and she fell at his feet. I mean, when I look at that, when she fell at his feet, she came and she fell. She had in the notes that she reverenced God. She reverenced. It was a profound and up respect for God. It was just like a person having a love. It was an attitude of a deep respect that she had for him. She honored him, and she adored him because of who he was. And I'm saying to you this morning that you got to look at this woman. You got to look at this Syrophoenician woman. She came in faith. Now, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He hadn't yet healed her daughter, but she came in faith. She came expecting that Jesus would heal her daughter, that Jesus would cast out this demon out of her daughter, to cast the unclean spirit out of her daughter. So she came and she reverenced him. And then it let us know that she was in, we didn't even know that she had to be a desperate. She came because she wanted Jesus to do this thing. She was like in despair. You know, there could have been many people, could have been physicians and people around her, but they did not have the means, and they did not have the faith, and they was not able to do what this man was able to do, what the King of Kings, not just a man, not just an ordinary man, because I have to clear that up, because many people compared Jesus as to an ordinary man. He was not an ordinary man in a sense. He was the Savior of the world. He was the King of kings, and he was the Lord of lords. He is the one that has all power in his hand. So when her faith had already come to that point that she knew if she could get to Jesus, she knew that if she could come before him, that her daughter who was young, her daughter who had the unclean spirit would be healed. So we can see that desperation. We can see, haven't you ever been desperate that you have been in a situation for a long time, or you may have a bill that needed to be paid. You may have a house note that had to be paid, and you were desperate. You needed Jesus to move on your behalf. You need Jesus to open up some kind of way for you to be able to pay for that rent, or pay for that mortgage, or cause that if it was your child, if it was your mother, if it was your father, whatever it was, whatever needed was, you needed Jesus to be able to move on your behalf and on behalf of that individual, on behalf of that situation. So we see here in the Word of God how she fell at his feet. Oh, my God. She fell at the feet of Jesus. How humble. I applaud her. I thank God because she reverenced that he wasn't just the average man. She fell at his feet. Humbled herself. When I think about the Word of God in Chronicles 7 and 14, it said, if my people that are called by my name, I'm talking about the Christian, I'm talking about the believer, I'm talking about the person that know him, I'm talking about the person that had a relationship with him, I'm talking about the person that life has been changed. I'm saying that Jesus said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. See, that is what Jesus wants us to do, to humble ourselves, to humble ourselves and pray and turn away from every wicked way. He said, then will I hear from heaven. I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear from heaven. He said that I will forgive your sin. And then he said, I will heal the land. But he asked that we humble ourselves in our mind, in our attitude, in our thoughts, in our decisions, in our everyday being, that we need to humble ourselves before him. And when I see her, how she reverenced the Syrophoenician woman, how she humbled herself before God, how she humbled herself before Jesus Christ. She humbled herself and she fell at his feet. We ought to think about that this morning. Have we not humbled ourselves before him? We want God to move in our behalf, but we have not humbled ourselves before him. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she sought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. That's why she came. She had seen the way that the devil was tormenting her child. She'd seen the devil working in her child. She knew that her daughter needed to be delivered. She knew that her daughter needed to be made free. Now, you know, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Well, I don't know, is it your husband? I don't know, is it your wife? I don't know, is it your son? I don't know, is it your daughter, a friend? I don't know, is it your neighbor? But you know that they need to be made free. So the Word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. I don't know who needs to be free. Maybe it's you need to be made free. But I'm saying to you today that if you humble yourself and you come before the Most High, my God. And you come as this Syrophoenician woman did. That woman, she humbled herself and she fell down at his feet. You know, you need to know that Jesus Christ, he is your only hope of glory. He is your only hope of your healing. He is your only hope of your deliverance. He is your only hope. I don't know what situation you may be in. You may be at the hospital. You may be in a wheelchair. Oh, my God. You may be in a situation that you see no way out. But you know what? Jesus is your way out of any situation that you may be in. I don't know that anybody ever tells you about Jesus. I don't know that anybody ever tell you about the greatness of him. I don't know that somebody tell you that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer, that he is a mind fixer, that he is a heart regulator, that he is an establisher of faith and power, that he is a true and a living God. I don't know if someone tell you that, but I'm here this morning to tell you that he is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is one that can save. He is one that delivers, and he can make free. I want you to know today that this woman came with an attitude of gratitude. She came with reverence to the Most High God. She came in faith. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She had not yet seen the miraculous move of God, but the woman believed God. Can you not just believe God, no matter what situation? It may be a job situation. It may be somebody that you're working with that is difficult. It may be a person that you have in a personal relation with, and that person you can't get along with, that person is in strife, that person that all they're doing is that they don't care about what's around them and the people around them, but all they are doing is they're selfish in their own way of thinking and their own way of living. I want you to know that God, he is able to move in every situation. There is nothing too hard for God. Why don't you say with me this morning that there is nothing too hard for God? And this has to be your mentality. This has to be a way of life. This has to be the way that you walk, the pathway that you walk every day, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God. When we can believe God, when we can stand on his word. She is asking God, she sought him, that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. And we look here at that 27th verse. It says, but Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. But it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dog. Was he calling her a dog? Was he letting her to know that those that are saved, those that are children, that they ought to be filled of birth? What is he saying to her? No, he is not being cruel to this woman. And he's not trying to dismiss her. But it's just like a test of her faith. It's a test of her resolve. It's her persistent faith. What he said to her, was she going to turn around and not get what she needs from Jesus? You know, sometimes we go through situations in our life and we want instantly, if we can tell it right, we want Jesus to instantly to move on our behalf. You know, when I think about Abraham and his wife Sarah, they were barren. They didn't have any children, and yet they were old. Both of them, that was in the natural able to bear, able to bring forth, able to produce in the natural. Most doctors would say, no, it's impossible. Most people, they look at both of them, no, it's impossible for you to have a child. No, it's impossible. Even when you're looking at people that pursuing jobs and you want this particular job, and the devil will say to you that it's impossible, you're not qualified, you can't do this, you can't do that. It may be your age, it may be your education, it may be your inexperience. Oh, but you know, you got to know that it is nothing too hard for God. Even when we were talking about the man of God, Abraham, and his wife, Sarah, God proved that he is God and God all by himself, even in their old age. Even in their old age, listen to me right now, that God was able to bring, call Sarah to not be barren, call her to bring forth in her old age. She brought forth Isaac, which was the seed of promise that God had promised to them. So whatever promise that God has for you, and whatever God has said to you, and whatever the word of God says, that we have to stand on that word of God. So this woman had already heard about Jesus. Her faith has already was already built. It was already inside of her. She already knew that Jesus was the one that was able to cast out this demon and this devil out of her young daughter. So when Jesus began to talk to her and to say to her, but it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. I love it again. She didn't say, you calling me a dog? Are you referring to me as a dog? No, she still had heard. She still had humility. She was still humble. She was still humble, shall I say. She was still humble. And she still had that reverence for God. She still had that feeling of respect for him. You know what she said here? When we look here at that 28th verse, she said, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table, the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. It may not be on the table. It may not be where I'm sitting at the table, but if the dogs are under the table and they're near the table and the crumbs fall off the table, or if somebody feeds them some crumbs from the meal, from the table, they can still eat all the crumbs. They're still getting the nourishment. They're still getting from that which was served from the table. It's just a bone. I'm getting what was served from the table. I'm still getting my nourishment. I'm still getting what I need. All I need is what was served on the table. All I need is what you give me. You know, you can call me what you will, but yet it's okay because I am persistent. I have faith to believe God. So therefore, when we look at Jesus in that verse 28, the woman said, and she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. I love that. Yes, Lord. She's showing her reverence. Yes, Lord. She's showing her respect. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. the devil is gone out of thy daughter. You know, the young daughter wasn't even there. But her mother came interceding in behalf of her daughter. She knew that her daughter would be healed. She knew that her daughter would be delivered. So she came looking for her daughter. She came because her daughter needed to be healed. She came because her daughter needed to be delivered. Somebody needs to pray in behalf of that daughter. Somebody needs to pray in behalf of that son. Somebody needs to pray in behalf of your own self, knowing that Jesus is the one that is able to cast out whatever demon that's in that daughter, whatever demon that's in that son. God is able to make the difference. He is able to heal. Jesus healed that daughter, that young daughter, right then. He said to her to go her way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. So whatever situation, whatever healing, it may not be a demon. It may not be something that she's been dealing with, that person may have been dealing with for years. But it is a situation in their lives that you need God to move on your behalf. So when in that 30th verse of the 7th chapter of Mark, and when she were come to her house, listen to me, and when she had come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed of the bed. The devil, when she came to her house, the devil was gone. Why? Because of the power of God. Because God's power extends not just where this woman was. God was able to send forth the word. I don't know who you have that may be in another city. I don't know whether or not they're in another state or whether or not they're out of the United States of America and it's on foreign soil. I believe this morning that you are able, if you believe God's word, if you are a believer and you're standing on the word, you're standing upon God's promises, if you know that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. First, you got to know God. You got to know that he is God, and that he is God all by himself. You have to know that he is that King of Kings that I talked about, and he is the Lord of Lords. You got to know that he's the one that paid the price 2,000 years ago for our healing, for our deliverance. You know, we have to understand within ourselves that God does not change. You know, man changed, but God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. God does not change. His power does not decrease. We need to depend on God. We need to have faith in God. We need to reverence ourselves as the woman did. We need to, when she reverenced God. She had this awe faith. She had this profound faith. She had this respect for him. She loved in him. You know how you ever can love somebody you seem like you never seen, you just met, you heard the word of God. It's like you're reading the word, you never met Jesus, you never seen him, but because of the word of God, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This same Syrophoenician woman, she heard about Jesus. And because she heard about him, she didn't just hear, but she did something with what she heard. She began to believe, and then she began to seek the face of God. When she heard about him, she came, she fell at his feet. This morning, wherever you may be this morning, you need to fall at the feet of Jesus. You need to reverence him. You may be on your job. I'm not saying to you to get down on your knees at your job and to call on his name. I'm not saying that you may be driving your vehicle. I'm not saying that you try to get down in your car and do the same, but I'm saying with your heart and your spirit to know that he is God, to humble yourself, to know that without Christ we are nothing, without Christ we can do nothing. Whatever situation you may be in today, I want you to know that God is able to move on your behalf. He moved in behalf of the Syrophoenician woman. Her faith in God caused her daughter to be healed. Her faith that she had in the Almighty God. There are some today that need to exercise your faith. This woman, she exercised her faith. She believed God was able to do what he needed to do inside her. She had patience. She had patience to no matter what she had to go through, she knew that she, her daughter, through coming to Jesus, no matter the insult, it seemed like insult, it didn't matter because she had. She knew that she was standing before and kneeling before the Almighty God, the one that was able to have the key to cause the devil to be cast out of her daughter. Jesus, today, he wants to heal and he wants to deliver you. He wants to make you free through the spoken word. And, you know, I think about this woman in the Word of God, the woman that had the issue of blood, and she said, and she had gone to a physician, and she was not healed. And she had spent all her money, you know, going to the physicians trying to be healed. They couldn't heal her. But when she came to Jesus, when she had enough faith to believe God, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. If you can just touch the hem of his garment, touch it in faith. Touch it believing God. That whatever situation that you are in this morning, that God is able to heal you. If you're listening to this broadcast, and it may even be midnight, yet, you have to know that God is able to heal you. Whether it's early in the morning, whether it's at noon, evening, whatever hour of the day, God is able to heal you. God is able to bring deliverance in your life. God is able to give you peace. Somebody needs some peace today. God is able to give you that peace that surpasses your understanding. I speak peace to this person, God, even now. Oh, God, those that are under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, even now, Father God, I speak peace to their innermost parts of their soul. I speak peace and joy to the innermost parts of their spirit. For the joy of the Lord is their strength. And God, give them that peace that surpasses their understanding. God, they're weary. There are many weary people out there today. And Lord, I pray even now that you will cause them, Father God, to have the peace of you. Father God, peace that man cannot take away from them. I pray even now that you will touch them, Father God, that you will bring deliverance in their life. And this I thank you, Lord God, and I praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know today that here on the Hour of Power broadcast, and that's what it is the Hour of Power. It's a demonstration of God's power. It's a demonstration of God's anointing. It's his demonstration coming through the radio airway. It's his faith. It's your faith in God. The woman that had the Syrophoenician woman that had the daughter that needed to be delivered and healed, she was not with her when she came. When she came and fell at the feet of Jesus, she was not with her. But yet God was able to speak the word to her, and she was made whole. Somebody need to be made whole today. The Bible says, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead, the word of God say that we shall be saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've not been born again, as the word of God says in the third chapter of St. John, when he told Nicodemus that he must be born again. And I'm not saying, and we're not saying, and Christ's not saying that you're going to begin to go back into your mother's womb. No. He wants you to ask him to forgive you for your sins and for your transgression. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, for God so loved the world, that's in John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, you can have everlasting life through his word. Why don't you just repeat after me? It's my pleasure, my desire, it is God's will for you to be saved today. Father, forgive me for my sin. Change my heart. Save me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Make me whole so that I, too, can live this life, so that I will be able to see your face. Father, even as you have forgiven others for their sins and their transgressions, Lord, forgive me that I will be made whole. And I thank you and I praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us this morning, I want you to know that God has forgiven you for your sins, God has come into your heart, and God has saved you. It's a simple thing to do. So just to ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and to save you. I thank the Lord that the angels in heaven is rejoicing right now because you have given your life unto him. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on Friday morning. The unadulterated, uncompromised word of God, to be able to hear again the power of the Most High God. Until then, God bless you, and the blessing of God be upon you.